10. The torture-class rapid offensive unit Killing Time had been far enough away from the sleeper service and its war fleets not to have felt threatened by the accession's projected blast front, and yet close enough to see what the GSV had done. It had looked upon the vast weapon that the accession had unleashed and been dumbstruck with awe and a microscopic amount of jealousy. Hell, it wished it could do that. But then the weapon had been turned off, called back. Now the Killing Time had a new series of emotions to cope with. It looked at the ships the sleeper service had scattered about it, and felt an instant of disappointment. There would be no battle, no real battle anyway. Then it experienced elation. They had won. Then it felt suspicious. Was the sleeper actually on the same side as it or not? It hoped they were all on the same side. Even the most glorious of sacrifices began to look rather futile and pointless when carried out against such ludicrous odds, like spitting into a volcano. Just then the sleeper service signalled the warship and asked a favour of it, and the Killing Time felt pretty damn good again. Honoured, in fact. This was what war should be like. The Killing Time agreed to do as the GSV requested. The ROU sounded proud. It was not an attractive tone. How depressing, the sleeper service thought, that it should all come down to this. The person with the biggest stick prevails. Of course, this was only one fray. There was another matter to be dealt with, the accession. And it had proved comprehensively unable to provide any sort of answer to that. Anyway, I ought not to be so hard on the Killing Time, just because it is a warship. There have been a surprising number of wise warships, though it would be fair to say, as I think even they would admit, that few started out headed on such a course. To live forever and die often, it considered. Or, at least, to think that you're going to die. Perhaps that is one way of achieving wisdom. It was not a completely original insight, but it was one that had, perhaps understandably, never struck the GSV with such force before. The sleeper watched the humans aboard the Jauntist Outlook respond, as the Avatar told them they'd been reprieved. It would follow their reactions, of course, but it had other things to do at the same time. Like think about what it was to do with the new knowledge it had. It watched its distributed warcraft rise within the skein of real space, raptors within an infinite sky. Meets, could it do some goodly mischief now? It started by diverting a few hundred ships in the direction of the not invented here.